Now we focus on how the coronavirus has affected the African continent, and in particular East Africa. We're joined on the line by Dio Gamba, Regional Director for East Africa and the Horn for Institute for Security Studies, who speaks to us live from Nairobi, Kenya. Dio, good day to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us. Dio, what is the current status in terms of the lockdown in Kenya? Are you moving towards the easing of restrictions?
Yes, but let me start by correcting the fact that I am the director of the ENACT project and not the director of ISS, the regional director of ISS in East Africa. I am the regional coordinator of the ENACT project. Okay, so yes, Kenya is moving towards easing restrictions, and there are, the cases and the total number of infections are still rising. The main reasons why the country had to move towards easing this is because people are reaching levels where continued lockdown would have actually caused social unrest. So therefore, it was a very, very imperative that the government opens, because even the last time that there was an extension, there were low murmurs about it, because the economic situation has been very, very tough. The numbers have reached 8,250 today, and that brings the numbers to that ensures that many cases are that shows that many cases are still coming up. The daily numbers are almost 200, and that is quite high compared to where the country started. So it is a situation where the government was, could not, continue locking down. There were also in today's press briefing, the Minister of Health actually talked about the concerns of the government on mental health cases, and this is likely to be seen with the economic issues that the virus, the pandemic has led to, especially the lockdown. There are children at home who are not going to school anymore, and you have people who have lost their jobs, and that is many of them who have lost their jobs.
Now, what is it in the news that we're hearing that the academic year has been scrapped?
Yes, that news came today that the academic year has been scrapped. Normally, around this time, the teachers are preparing candidates, and the exams normally take place October and November. Now, this time round, that is not going to happen. The government had thought that it could open in September, but with the numbers that are that continue to rise, it is not going to be possible for that to happen, because opening the schools would mean that there will be infection among the children. There are only candidate classes, that is primary 8 and secondary high school, the fourth year of high school, that are going to start in September. But again, the warning from the president was very clear that if the numbers rise, then we will be back to the lockdown.
Nairobi is a hub for Central or East Africa and a gateway to many other countries of the world. Now, with the connecting flights that usually pass through the Nairobi airport, is there a fear that COVID will spread at a rapid rate?
Yes, there is fear that it will spread at a rapid rate, especially to the rural areas, when the international flights resume on 1st of August. The domestic flights will be resuming on 15th of July. But now, the measures that have been put in place, if they are followed, then the numbers are not likely to rise that fast and at a high rate. But if those numbers are not followed, if people throw caution to the wind, then we are likely to see exponential rise in the numbers of the infections, and that is likely to force the government to reintroduce the lockdown measures.
You focus on transnational crimes at ISS. How has that been affected by COVID?
Oh, there has been a lot of... there are certain crime areas, certain criminal markets that are really affected. For example, migration, where we have had situations where people... The people who are smuggled, who are being smuggled by the smugglers, they tend to devise other ways. They tend to devise means like putting them in containers where they do not have enough air to breathe. That is because cargo is allowed across borders, but not aircraft. Because when it was normal traveling, then people were being smuggled who would normally be transported via commercial flights. But now that is no longer the case, and the criminals still want to make money. So that's one of the issues that have come up. There are also new ways that have been devised for narcotic drugs, for transporting narcotic drugs, and those reports are showing that in that area there are also the criminals will soon be finding other ways of showing. Of continuing with their business. One area that has been very much affected is the pharmaceutical pharmaceutical industry, where drugs that have been said to be effective on COVID have been we have seen a spike in the amounts that are smuggled and that have entered the black market.
Yes.
So that criminal market has been affected more positively, if you were to look at it from the criminal's point of view. It has been affected more positively. But if you look at the negative side, the flip side of it, it means that there are counterfeit drugs that are being manufactured, to tell people this is chloroquine, for example, or there are fake sanitizers that are being produced. An example is in Kenya, where a number of products have had to be taken off the shelves because of that.
Dio, we appreciate you availing yourself to chat to us, to update us on the latest developments. Thank you very much for speaking to us on Radio Islam.
The pleasure is mine. Thank
you. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Same to you. Bye.
That was Dio Gamba chatting to us about developments in terms of the coronavirus lockdown, easing of restrictions in East Africa.